After months of speculation, Joe Biden has picked Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate in November's presidential election. The Democratic presidential candidate revealed his choice in a text message to supporters. She becomes the first black woman on a major presidential ticket. Our North America correspondent is David Lipson. David, just a few months ago, Kamala Harris was roasting Joe Biden as they went head-to-head to be the party's presidential candidate. Is this a surprise?
Well, Sabra, for months, Kamala Harris has been the name on everyone's lips here in Washington, but it has been such a tightly guarded secret that it is still something of a surprise. There were around 11 candidates that were being considered by Biden and his team, all of them women, and Joe Biden had said that he wanted some chemistry with his ultimate VP pick, as he had with Barack Obama. And some had speculated that that could, in fact, rule Senator Harris out because of that clash that you mentioned, which happened about a year ago during one of the debates when Kamala Harris was still in the race for the nomination. She went after Biden really hard over his record in Congress relating to issues of school segregation. So that really hurt him, not only politically, but also personally as well. It looks though like they have buried the hatchet and are now running together, of course.
Now, Senator Harris is making history, being the first black woman on a presidential ticket. She is a former prosecutor, and given the racial unrest recently in the US, will that help or hinder the Democratic campaign?
I think overall it's going to help the campaign. Kamala Harris is somewhat controversial for some on the left in particular because of her history as a district prosecutor and as California's attorney general. Some see her as part of the problem, part of the old system that they want to overturn. For example, in her book in around 2009, she pushed for more police on the streets. Now, of course, the Black Lives Matter movement wants to defund police. But she's not only a black woman, but she's also been running very hard on issues of black justice ever since the killing of George Floyd. And there was a whole lot of pressure on Joe Biden to choose a woman of colour. And that was really ramped up in the last few days with a few open letters written by high-profile members of the African-American community and some open threats too that the black community wouldn't come out strongly to vote if Joe Biden chose a white running mate. And overall, it looks like Kamala Harris was considered to be a safe pair of hands.
And has there been any response yet from the White House?
There certainly has. They obviously had attack ads for all of the potential VP picks ready to roll because within minutes of this becoming official, an attack ad came out from the White House, highly produced, highly shared on social media, including by the president himself, claiming that Kamala Harris was from the radical left, that she embraced Bernie Sanders' socialized medicine policies, that she wanted to rake in trillions of dollars from raising taxes and calling her phony Kamala. So Sleepy Joe and phony Kamala is the line that the White House is going with.
That's our North America correspondent, David Lipson.